I'm Vicky Merrick. Coming up now, the Local Food Report with Elspeth Hay. This week, Elspeth brings us the first in a series of reports on local chili peppers, from the mild to the very hot. Today, she talks with a Woods Hole gardener about growing chili peppers in our climate and his favorite varieties.
Rooster Frick is obsessed with chili peppers. He got interested after his son brought home a really good, super hot bottle of hot sauce. They decided to look up what made it so spicy and found out that it was the world's hottest chili pepper. Today, Rooster has more than 200 chili pepper plants growing in his home garden in Woods Hole.
So here they are. This is the chili operation. I like to put them in containers. It's easy to control the soil that they're in, and it's easy to move them around.
That's important, because growing chilies involves a lot of moving around. Here, most gardeners think of chilies as an annual plant, but in tropical climates, chilies can live for many years. Rooster keeps his alive by moving them from the yard to the greenhouse, depending on the temperature outside.
I like to keep it above 50 degrees. It's a hoop house with an inflated wall, I guess, wall/roof. And the inflation helps prevent the loss of heat, significantly reducing your fuel bill for keeping it warm.
This time of year, almost all of the chilies are outside. First, Rooster shows me the so-called super hots, peppers that are hundreds of times hotter than your average jalapenos.
These are devil's tongues. These are bhutjolakias. It's a chili that actually comes from the province of Assam in India. Naga viper. For a little bit of time, this was the world's hottest chili between the bhutjolakia and the Moruga Trinidad scorpion, which is now the hottest chili pepper in the world.
Growers compete to breed hotter and hotter peppers every year. Rooster isn't part of what he calls the arms race, but he does save his seeds. He lives on Nobska Road, and he uses that name to distinguish the plants he grows from his saved seed from their parent cultivars.
What I've done, I've got Nobska scorpions, Nobska jolakia, as I call them, and so it's a local cultivar. Some say that they will become better acclimated to the local area, and in fact, I've noticed that these Nobska scorpions that I'm growing are growing better than the ones from the scorpion seeds that I've gotten from other places.
Rooster also grows some peppers for drying.
This is a chili called a picilla, and I've got some other ones which are similar use that are used as you dry them and powder them. It's in the mole sauce for the Mexican mole sauce, which is a mixture of chili and chocolate. It's an ancient combination. The South American natives, Aztecs and Mayans and so forth, have been mixing chili and chocolate for literally thousands of years.
Picilla means little raisin, named for the way the pepper's skins get dark and wrinkled when they're dried. Like many chili peppers, picillas are good as a dried spice and also in sauces. There are other chili peppers that are said to have medicinal properties.
This is the Zimbabwe bird. These grow these wonderful little red chilies. They're like firecrackers. You eat them, they're hot, and then the heat passes almost instantly. We've got a chef down in Woods Hole at Quick's Hole who buys chilies from us. So some of her staff are from Jamaica, so I came in one time with these Zimbabwe birds, and one of them said, "Oh, we eat these at home. This is Jamaican medicine. My grandmother's got diabetes, and she eats them like this." And she took one of these things and just popped the green stem off and swallowed it like a pill. Didn't chew it at all.
There's still no definitive word on how helpful chili peppers are for humans with diabetes. But capsaicin has been proven to help with neural pain, and studies also suggest it can fight prostate and lung cancer and even leukemia. Rooster just likes the taste. He eats chili peppers in hot sauce, chocolate, jelly, and salads.
These are these Charleston hots I was mentioning that I like on a salad. They are pretty hot. It's nice to be able to begin getting some chilies here. It's been a long winter.
The first chili peppers of the season will be ready in Rooster Frick's garden in a few weeks. For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
Next week, Elspeth will talk about paprika made with local chili peppers. She's also put up a recipe for chili pepper salad dressing on her blog, and you can find a link to that on our website at capeandislands.org. The Local Food Report is edited by Jay Allison and produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. I'm Vicky Merrick. Thanks for listening.